Joining us to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, Dave, we won't know if it's a good morning or not, but it's an exciting morning out there.
Before we get into particulars, let me have your overall impressions of the marketplace before the open as you looked at the numbers.
Well, I think that amazingly enough, we actually saw a very surprising report that took most people by shock as they looked at it this morning, Dave. I mean, I don't know what newswire service, what advisory service out there didn't have some sort of reduction coming to the corn production number, whether they went to the 100 million or just even holding it steady. An actual increase of a couple hundred million bushel was totally unexpected, and I think that the government really did it. And as we sat here in the office talking about it, a lot of farmers said that, you know, well, we sat in lines all fall. Every elevator we went to had bigger piles, and we were amazed the way the price had held up. So we're not surprised to see the corn being hit very hard because we did feel it was overvalued as far as the number of bushels out there and the amount to move. But, the feed increase does seem normal because we are looking at lower test weight corn. And as we talk to our hog producers, they're telling us it does take more bushels to get that hog to market with this corn from this fall.
So 150 million bushel increase in feed and residual on this report. USDA says they're going to come back in March probably and look at this again. Is this a bigger number than they'll see in March?
I imagine it will be, Dave, and I'm going to say that just out of the respect that we've seen some pretty rough weather in North and South Dakota, Northern Iowa, and parts of Northern Illinois here. So we might see a little bit more cutback as far as the loss that's out in the field here right now. But, and we did see the extra kick up here. But I don't know that it will come down to the levels that we're looking for before the report.
What about your general overall comments before we get into particulars on soybeans?
Well, the soybean number, just like the corn, increased that. We didn't see the increase in exports or whatever that we were possibly looking for along the line. And we know that South America's bean crop is looking good. So we've sort of felt that these beans have been overvalued even before this report came out. But it's sort of it put everything really into a hard perspective for a lot of people today.
It looks to me like the shorts were just itching to get at this marketplace for probably the better part of a month. Today gave them the reason, and now we've broken this market down some 30-odd cents to a support level, first what I would call a first shelf after breaking a head and shoulders top on the March. Will it hold here?
Now, you're talking about the corn or the beans, Dave?
I'm talking about beans.
Beans, well, you know, we've already seen some stabilization here. The March beans got down to 69, and we're back at 82 here now. So, I think that that's the level that we'll probably see some buying activity happen here. You know, the one thing you said, they were all itching. Yes, we've all been itching, but we were all scared to death of this fund rebalancing act that was supposed to happen here the last few days that doesn't seem to have been to the degree that we thought it could be. Part of it, I think, was forerun between Christmas and the end of the year. And the other part wasn't quite as heavy as what's been expected. But if those fund managers have been smart and held back till a break like today, why, they're going to come out smelling like a rose.
And maybe a few of those 60,000 contracts in corn will just get that job done today. Let's ask you about the spring. How does this bevy of reports in your mindset change what may happen in terms of battle for acres or other factors come spring?
Well, of course, I mean, this is going to take corn back under $4. Beans were already back under 10 as far as things were looking along the way, but this could add a few bushels of beans back or a few acres of beans back into things, Dave. But, we probably look for, we could possibly see another 10 to 20 cents come off the corn market here as we move along that way. But I think the corn acres are going to increase for next year, and people, you know, farmers like to grow corn over beans if they have the opportunity.
A 10 or 20 cent break in the corn market would just take it back to a bottom of a trading range that it's been going on for months on end. What I wonder about is this winter wheat number at, what is it, 37 and change?
We haven't understood the wheat market and why it's been so strong for years, let alone the last few months, Dave. The positiveness in the wheat, when we look at the world production, we look at out on the East Coast, we're seeing feed wheat imported from Brazil and Europe because they're scared of the vomit toxin in the corn. That's even more negative because that's coming from somewhere else rather than using the big surplus of wheat that we have in the U.S. So a lot of reasons that the wheat market probably shouldn't be very strong.
If the winter wheat number is 37.097, as USDA suggests today, does that imply there is just plenty of acres out there? You take those unplanted wheat acres, you add it to 4 million or so CRP acres that are going to come into production, and in the spring you say, we're not seeing the tightness in acreage that we've seen in previous years versus ending stocks, and there's not going to be this big, huge bidding around for corn and beans.
Well, I think that is very much what's a little bit of what's happening today, and I think that the idea of that is true. I think that the other thing we have to look at that's going to be even more important, even than just the acreage like that, is how South America finishes off their year, weather-wise and production-wise, and also how the world economy does, because if the world economy does increase and does continue to do better, there will still be even larger demand. We can take care of the extra demand because there will be world demand for it.
What else are you keeping an eye on?
Well, of course, I mean, over the last few days, we've seen nothing on TV except as the economy improves, gasoline prices and heating costs have went up in the cold winter, and we're still above $81 on the crude oil this morning. So we're watching that, but mainly keeping an eye on the dollar. The dollar is continuing to set back a little bit. We're back under 77 again in the dollar, Dave. But we're going to be watching the export numbers over the next few weeks very heavily to see if this setback in prices can kick up and keep the soybean demand good, and also if we can increase a little bit exports on the corn, Dave.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana.